you talk to with your oncologist. And I told her about Mary and the wellness center and that I had planned to leave her office and go there. And she warned me not to go on some crazy diet or go on some supplements because, you know, that stuff's not proven by the FDA and you need to be really careful with that, you know. It's not prescribed by doctors. You just need to be really, really careful. And she told me that people like to prey on sick people to get their money by selling them all kinds of stuff for their cancer and equipment and supplements that really aren't proven by the FDA, and we don't know if they work. So just you be careful. And I told her I'd be careful. I took notes on all the different chemo drugs she told me that I could take, and on the way out, I got patient literature on each of the drugs. Well, when we got to Cumberland, Maryland around 5 o'clock, Mary sat my mom and me down, and she went over all of my paperwork from my doctor on my first and second cancers, and she had me fill out paperwork on my diet and any medicine that I was taking and my lifestyle. And I promised Mary that I would be willing to not take chemo or radiation and that I'd be willing to work with this program 100% and I would give it everything I had like I did the first go-round with my cancer. And I told her if this didn't work for me that I could always do the conventional medicine. I was ready to jump into her foot bath head first and I couldn't wait to get started. She had she slowed me down and had a real serious talk with me as to why I was sick with the cancer. To be healed from this cancer, I must heal my body, my mind, and my spirit. We talked about anger, disappointment, sadness, and other emotions that negatively affect my body and that probably did cause my cancer. She recommended some books to read also to help in this area. And she also told me that there are two things that we know about that feed cancer. One is refined sugar and the second is iron from red meat. And this made sense to me because all the scans that are used to diagnose cancer use a glucose dye of some sort because the cancer cells absorb the glucose dye quickly because they feed off that sugar and that glucose before a normal cell will. So from that moment on, I eliminate all sugar and I eliminate red meat from my diet completely since November the 23rd of 2005. Before my foot bath, Mary put me in an Aqua Chi foot bath, which is ionic charged water. Before she put me in the foot bath, she put me on this wonderful device called an electroreflex energizer, which was interesting. It gave me little shocks, which startled me at first because I had no idea it was coming, and she did this for 10 minutes, and she did level 1 and for 5 minutes and level 2 for 10 minutes. After that, she put me in the foot bath, and during my foot bath, she explained to me that the electroreflex energizer kills parasites, bacteria, and viruses in your body. And these parasites, bacteria, and viruses can have an ill effect on your body and on your lymph system, your immune system that fights, you know, bacteria, viruses. It just fights all kinds of illnesses. And she said, we need to kill these to get them out of your body. We need to kill these. They're not doing you any good. And so I was like, great, let's do it. The next day, Mary introduced me to the hot house and the chi machine. I stayed under the hot house for 1 hour and the chi machine for 5 minutes for the first go-round. She explained the many benefits of the equipment. She told me that the hot house heats up the blood to a temperature that destroys cancer cells, that the chi machine is going to oxygenate my blood and get the lymph moving really well in my body, and this too will kill cancer cells. And she said the lymph system's our defense system and we need to keep it moving and keep it oxygenated so that it can help me. And she said a strong immune system will also kill cancer cells. So for the next 8 days, I used the hot house 2 times a day for 1 hour cycles and the chi machine for 10 to 15 minutes 3 times a day along with the hot house. And the elite electroreflex energizer I used for 10 minutes every other day before the foot bath. After using each piece of the equipment, I felt better and better. And I started to look better. My coloring changed. It went from a very gray blah color to real rosy. My skin became real rosy, and my coloring just looked so much better. And I noticed that my eyes started to look bright, whereas before they didn't. I had pain in my collarbone, behind my collarbone, and behind my sternum bone, and I had pain in my liver area. And every time I got under the hot house, that pain got weaker and weaker and weaker and just started to fade out, and by the eighth day, all of my pain was gone. And I was so excited about the results, I purchased a hot house, a chi machine, and a foot bath immediately so that I could continue these treatments in Richmond. And I later did buy the electro reflex energizer, because I knew how important it was to kill the parasites and the viruses and the bacteria in my body. But at the time, I just invested in the other products, and 3 or 4 weeks later bought the energizer machine. Mary knew I had another CT scan coming up because my doctor wanted me to have a liver biopsy because I did have a 3-centimeter mass in my liver, and it was coming up in the middle of December, and we didn't have much time. So Mary advised me to get under the hot house as much as possible and to melt away those cancer cells. I did this, and I used the chi machine 3 times a day and the hot house 3 times a day until I had the scan. And sometimes I'd stay under the hot house as long as 4 hours at one cycle, and I just kept staying underneath of it. Well, I had my CT scan in December, and when the procedure was done, the technician asked me, "Why are you having the scan done? Why?" And I said, "Well, don't you see the 3-centimeter mass in my liver?" And he just looked at me real stunned. And I said, "Well, I'm sure you saw the 2 enlarged lymph nodes behind my left clavicle bone." And he looked at me just stunned, didn't say anything. And I said, "Well, didn't you see the 2 peri-aortic masses next to my heart? Didn't you see those? They're right underneath my sternum bone." And I said, "Surely you saw that big old 3-centimeter mass on my liver. You had to have seen my 3-centimeter mass on my liver." And this man grinned from ear to ear. And he said, "You know I can't answer that." And he said, "But what I can do is give you a scan. I can give you your scan on a CD if you wait. I'll burn it for you." And I said, I'd love a scan. And I just started to cry. This joy just overcame my body because I knew my cancer was gone. And I went running down the hallway at the hospital, just screaming and crying, going back to the waiting room, waiting for my CD, my scan. And I was shaking profusely as I was dialing Mary's phone number. I couldn't dial it fast enough. And I said, "Mary, I don't know. I don't have a report, but these are the questions the tech asked me." And I said, I think I'm healed. And Mary and I just laughed and cried together, and just, I was jumping up and down, and everyone in the room's asking me, "Well, what did you do to get rid of your cancer? You know, I want to know." And lo and behold, when I got the CT report 2 days later, it said that all of my lymph nodes had returned back to normal, and that my mass in my liver was so ill-defined that they couldn't see it. My oncologist sent me to a surgeon to have a biopsy done, which was with a biopsy gun where they just make a little incision right at your liver, and they go in and they take a couple of tissue samples and they make a diagnosis. Well, the surgeon couldn't see the mass on the CT scan. He couldn't find it. He's like, "This is so ill-defined." He said, "The only way I can go in and biopsy this is if we do laparoscopic surgery on you. I'm going to dial." He said, "I'll drill." He says, "I'm going to put 4 holes in your abdomen and a hole down here below your liver. We'll go in, take a look at it, and if we see any cancer, I'm going to cut it out, and we're going to biopsy it, and we're going to do this and that." And I said, "Wait a minute. You are not going to touch me. I'm not going under general anesthesia again. I had enough of that in 2004. Absolutely will not do that." And he says, "Okay, well, okay. Then you know, keep doing what you're doing. And I continued to use the equipment after that because I just wanted to continue to feel good. I wanted to continue to look good. I have more energy than I ever have, and I constantly get comments on how great I look. And everybody's amazed at my progress. I have more energy than the Energizer Bunny. And
tell them what your oncologist said.
Say that again, Deanna.
Tell them what your oncologist said when you he's sending people your way.
He said what?
Your oncologist is sending people that have problems your way for you to talk to them.
Oh. Yeah. Well, actually, it's not my oncologist. It's my surgeon that's sending me people.
Oh, okay.
Not the oncologist. My surgeon's referring people to me. And, you know, that are in bad shape. He tells them to give me a call. And my oncologist still wants me to get more scans to prove that everything's gone. And I know it's gone because the pain's gone. I feel better than I ever have felt. And Mary has advised me that these CT scans cause so much free radical damage in my body that I don't need this now and I don't need it ever. So I've refused any further scans, and you know, and I'm continuing to use the equipment. And I'll tell you, a lot of people have tried to scare me. They're like, well, you know, such and such had stage 4 terminal breast cancer, and she died. I've got so many friends that have died from this, and I always ask them, well, did they do chemo a second and third time? And they're like, yeah, they did, and they didn't last long. And I truly feel that the hothouse and the chi machine and the electroreflex energizer and the foot bath that I was doing have saved my life. I did change my diet. From November 23rd, I've been eating a lot of raw fruits and vegetables and juicing a lot and eating well. I've not eaten any sugar, no desserts. I've eliminated that from my diet. And I've eliminated red meat, pork, anything red, I don't eat it. And it's just amazing how well I've been doing. And I've heard numerous stories of people changing their diets and changing and going to supplements and herbs to fight their cancer. And a year or two later, they're dead. And I had a physician tell me his wife had breast cancer 3 times. And the first time she had radiation, the second time she had chemo, and the third time she went to Hawaii to get alternative treatments and herbs, and she was dead in 6 months. They didn't have the hothouse, the chi machine, the electroreflex energizer, or the aqua chi foot bath. And
Mary's got some comments that she might want to add here, Stacy.
Okay.
Mary, are you here?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead
and make any comments that you see that might be applicable.
Okay. I think there's the whole approach is mind-body-spirit integration. You have to treat the body, you have to treat the mind, and you have to treat the spirit. You have to do a complete lifestyle change. The problem that's happening in medicine today is that they are only treating the body. They don't deal at all with any of the other aspects, and they're not even treating the body fully because they're only using chemicals which are actually killing the immune system. There's a book for anyone that's really interested in getting into this. Dr. Russell Blaylock has a book called Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. It's an excellent book. It talks about all the different supplements and what they do, and it talks about the iron overload. Everyone's got iron overload. And do not take any supplements with iron in them because you're only making your situation worse. There's the essential oils are very important in this. Stacy used frankincense oil on each of the areas that had the cancer, and that is another very important thing that has to happen with the whole program. But the important thing with Stacy was she was willing to do it all. I have had other patients who were willing to do parts of it. They would come and they'd get under the hothouse and they would use the chi and the electroreflux energizer, and then we'd pull the stuff out of them. It only takes a few sessions like that. And they, all these people that came to me were people who were terminal. They had gone through all the treatments, and now the doctor said, this is it, there's nothing more we can do for you. So then they came over to me. But they were scheduled to go back and have some more blood work or some other testing in about 3 to 4 weeks after they came to me. Every one of them, their blood was so improved, their tests were so improved, that the doctor said, oh, well, you're doing better. Let's give you some more chemo. And when they took the second round of chemo, it killed them. Just like that. And this is what Dr. Blaylock tells you in his book. If we could only start to deal with the body and do all the things for the body that we're supposed to do. We're living in a very toxic world. We're getting toxins so much. And that's the thing about the energizer and the hothouse. They do help you, to your body, to detox. But when you're in a critical condition, like people with terminal cancer, you need that extra detoxing every way you can get it. There are supplements you can take which also increase the detoxing, because you're sick because of the toxins in your body and also your toxic thoughts. You cannot hold anger and rage against other people, because it turns in on you, and it's a major, major cause of cancer, all kinds of cancer. So we all have to get in a different way of thinking and a different way of eating. Organic food is essential for people in these fragile states. Once they have given you chemo, you are in a very weakened immune state. And that's why you have to be doing everything to build that immunity back up, or the next time you have the chemo, it's the end of it. So I'd be glad to answer questions that anyone would want to give me, but I find that the whole approach is important. Every aspect of it. And Stacy was such a good patient, client. My center is called a wellness education center, and I try to teach people how to heal themselves. Their body will heal itself if we give it half a chance. But we've got to do a lot of things to get it better in this toxic world we're living in.
Is not that your... Your website is...
Yes, I have a website, and it is called Terra, T-E-R-R-A, dash Angelica, A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A, .com. And at Terra Angelica, that's the name of the place where I live, we do a number of things. One thing is the Wellness Center. And so you can go on there and click on the information about the Wellness Center, and you can see the variety of things I do. I am a psychologist by training, and so I'm very much aware of the psychological interactions with illness and health.
Well, thank you for that overview, Mary.
You're welcome.
And what an exciting story. I mean, you just feel like you're going through that journey. And you're right, it's going to touch all of us in some way, either personally or otherwise. So we might as well know and be prepared and start dealing with those things like you talked about, toxic thoughts and our diets, and certainly prevention is the best cure. So
absolutely.
I appreciate your comments this evening. I think one of the questions that often may come is, you know, if we're thinking of prevention now, do you have some recommendations, Mary, as to how to use the tea machine and hothouse ERE with prevention in mind?
Well, I think the ERE is a great thing to just have by your chair where you watch TV in the evening, and just sit down there and turn the thing on and let it work on you while you're trying to catch up with what happened during the day. The other thing is I get up in the morning and I use the tea machine for a half hour, and that kind of gets me going for the day. If I have any pain, I get under the domes. Absolutely, I think it is wonderful for fixing just about everything that hurts. So anyone that's got any kind of hurting, they definitely need to use that. I tell the people with cancer or people with serious issues, absolutely do it at least 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the evening. And if they can do more time, the more they do, the better it's going to be. I just find that it just keeps on working in so many ways.
Another question that I have is, Dr. John Tate has done some research. He's been a guest here on the conference call in the past, and part of his research had to do with watching tumors dissolving in, I believe it was mice or rats,
yeah.
And after 65 continuous hours of using a hothouse. And listening to Stacy's testimony, obviously you really encouraged her to use it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Would you like to comment on this whole idea of 65 continuous hours?
Well, I think you can do it in a lot less than that. I think the body, now, when I would have these other cancer patients came, I have the table with the three hothouses on it. So they're getting a larger area of their body covered with the hothouse. And I just have them do the hour. And they were coming like every other day. They would do an hour of that, and then I'd put them on the electroreflex energizer for 10 minutes, and then I would put them in the foot bath. And in about four of those sessions, their whole look changed, their vitality. And they really, and then, of course, they went to have, and the doctor said how good their blood was. So I don't think it takes that much time. I guess it would depend upon how big the tumor was and so on and so forth.
Someone's calling your name again.
Yeah, well.
I bet it never stops.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's just review the title of the book and the author again that you mentioned.
All right. Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients.
Okay.
Russell Blaylock, M.D.
Okay.
He's a neurosurgeon from Mississippi.
Okay. Great. Are there any other books that you would suggest that we read as a resource besides checking out your website if we personally want to be in touch with you or send someone your way?
Yes, you can call me or get on the website and notify me that way. The other thing is the books. There are two books that I think are really important. One is called Alkalize or Die. That's a book that's been around for a while, and it's very good at helping you to understand what foods you're eating that are going to keep your body alkaline. Because if the body is alkaline, you will not get cancer, you will not get other diseases. But when the body becomes acid, it is fair game for everything that can come at you. So that's a key thing in the eating factor. On the thought thing, the toxic thoughts, the book called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. That is excellent because it has in there a whole list of illnesses and the thoughts that create that kind of illness. And I think it's a wake-up call for everyone. My husband had heart failure the last 6 years of his life. And I started to read that book right before, right at the time he was diagnosed with that. And so I said to him, look at this. There were five feelings there that cause heart failure. And I said, look at these and tell me which one you think applies to you. And he read them all, and he said, all five. And so he only lived 6 years.
And the one that wrote that was Carol Truman.
Carol Truman, yes.
He's a very good friend of mine, and we
collected
quite a few of her books. And
I love that book. I just think it has such value for everyone.
Yeah, she lived right here, and so...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess if you put the whole book in a nutshell, we knew about it, hundreds of years ago, and then things
hit
the heart, so easy, you know?
Absolutely.
There's some things that, you just cannot get away. You can run, but you can't hide.
Right. And the more scientific the society gets, the more we lose the other aspect.
Simple thing.
Yes. And the whole emotional thing. I mean, they just tell you to, you know, forget that emotion and just move on. Well, you got to work through these things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one thing we do here at the center which helps people, and Deanna knows about it, and we've done it for lots of people. It's called Remote Angel Healing. And it is fabulous for helping you to get rid of all those things, and you don't even have to be here. So anybody wants to know about that, they can call me, and I'll discuss it with them.
Well, I can tell that we could go on for a lot longer, and we would love to do that, but our time has just totally run away. So I want to thank you, Mary, for sharing from your perspective what happened.